Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here. Today we're going to talk about asking for support and how you can be in spiritual alignment when you make your requests. You know, it's funny that so many people have issues with asking for help. Like, oh, I don't want to bother anyone. I can do this on my own. But the funny thing about asking for support is when you ask for support from a place of, I cannot do this without support, that's when our ego gets a little bent. But when we look at what we're creating in the world and we go, what exactly do I need support around? What would that look like? When we meditate and get clear and present with what it is we need in that moment, when we get precise with exactly the type of support that we're asking for, then our beautiful hearts open up to receive that because we know that it's the exact piece that we need to move forward in the world powerfully. And so again, comes down to specificity. It's not like we will never just look at the sky and go, I need a little help here. I don't know what it looks like, but I need a little freaking help. This is what I'm creating. Help me. Those are beautiful, powerful moments. There's a moment I remember I was coming from, it was very early on in my coaching and nothing was really quite gelling. And I was coming home, an hour-long drive from a networking group. And in my mind, everyone there was succeeding and I was failing. And I didn't understand because I was on a mission from God. What the hell was going on? And I sat in that car looking like a crazy person swearing to the universe. I've got tears streaming down my eyes, down my face. I'm yelling, I'm pointing up, yelling, ranting at the universe, spirit, source, divinity, God, whoever was listening. Listen, you guys told me to go on this path. I am walking the damn path. Send me some help because it's not working. Why is this not working? And I walked into my house and I opened up my email, cleaned myself up, got myself a glass of water, opened up my email, and there was an email from someone that I had never signed up for. I don't know where this email came from. But there was something about it that every little bullet point was exactly what I was asking for support on. And I knew that the universe had responded immediately to my very specific requests. This is what I need help on. Send me some goddamn help. And there it was. And so I ended up hiring this person to help me with those very specific things. Sometimes we'll be going through something, you know, personally. And with my friends, I've gotten to the point where it's very clear requests. What is it that you need right now, in this moment? They will ask me, or I will ask them. And we've gotten to the point where it's like, I just need to feel this. Do you need me to call? No, I just need to share this. Which response do you want? Do you want the coaching response? Do you want the friend response? Do you want the moral outrage response? What kind of response would serve you right now? And we get down to the specifics of what kind of support we need in this moment, in this situation. I need this right now. I need to process this. I need to cry. I need you to remind me that I'm magic. It's very simple. Now, we all have the ability to also ask for something and not expect it in return, because it might not be something that the other person is willing to give. Is that okay? Totally, totally okay. The point is that we are asking for what we need. And we're releasing the expectation that we have to have that to proceed. Right? Talk about pure presence and surrender. But you need to be able to ask for the support that you need and then release it and not be attached to how that support is delivered. As I was sitting there ranting and raving at the universe, asking for support, what I was really thought I was asking for was to send me some freaking clients, right? And what they sent me was a coach that would help me kind of get past some of the spiritual issues that I was struggling with. I was asking for something, and something else was delivered that ended up being so much greater. Right? This also comes down to when you're working on a very specific project, if you're building that specific widget, what is the piece that you cannot do, have no desire to do, don't know how to do, right? How real can you get around being that Renaissance person versus which are the pieces that would be better off delegated somewhere else? What are the pieces that I don't know enough about that I need support around? This is where, for introverts, it gets a little bit tricky. Asking for help from other people, oh my gosh, it's going to bring them into my world, right? But there's something beautiful about being super, super duper specific, right? How many times have we been in the middle of a project and said, I just need help. I can't do all of this. I just need help. And someone comes in to provide help, and it's not the kind of help you need, but you weren't specific, and now you're receiving assistance in ways that's just pissing you off more. Listen, I just need help isn't good enough. Taking a deep breath, getting really clear on what it is you need help with, and then finding and asking for that specific piece. I know that there have been times in my business where I just sort of feel lost. I just need help. Well, what do you need help in? I don't know. And in that moment, I know that I do not have divine perspective on what it is I'm creating. I don't have enough clarity on where I'm going. And if I don't have clarity on where I'm going, it's going to be really hard for me to ask for help. And so if I don't have the clarity, and I've been working on the clarity, and I've been asking for the divine downloads, guess what I need support on? I need support to get clarity. And so I will change around my spiritual practice and say, okay, my intention today is to ask for support around my clarity. Dear angels, send me a sign on what my next step is. Send me someone who can help me get clarity. Help me understand, see, have conversations to help with my clarity. That is so specific. It's not saying I just need help because I don't know what I'm doing. It's I don't have clarity on what kind of widget I want to create in the world. And there's so many options. Can someone please be sent into my awareness and give me the signs and the signals and the support that I need to get clarity on the type of widget I want to be producing in this world. Do you see how this works? When we are clear with the type of support that we need, then we receive the type of support that will serve us the best. How many of you guys have seen someone in pain and said, how can I support you? Or let me know what I can do to support you. There are very few times when that person will respond and say, this is specifically what I need. And so you're left in this unknowingness of like, I just want to support them and I don't know how. They're in pain and I want to help them out of this pain. I want to give them the support that they need. And I think that support looks like chocolate, but really they don't have an appetite and they don't want to eat chocolate. So we may be providing the type of support that they don't need or want. Well, it's the same thing for you when you ask for support. Someone says, how can I support you? And you go, I don't know. I think I'm good. I'm all right. I'll let you know. How often do you actually follow that up with something specific? And can you start trying? How can I support you? You know what? Right now, you can support me by letting me be alone for the next 24 hours and then check in with me tomorrow, please. Okay, great. Right? Specificity is your greatest spiritual gift. And if you don't have specificity, guess what you get to call in support for? Please, please support me in getting specific on my request for support. That manifestation piece is a part of your Master Soul process for a reason, because it gets you in the vibration of asking for what you want every day. And if we're asking for what we want, we should also think about asking for support to receive what it is we want. That's all for now, Master Souls. I look forward to chatting with you a little bit more about support, and I look forward to supporting you in very specific ways. Love you all.